We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I can't help but laugh. Megan at Hyde Park has a situation. She's going on a date, but there's a big issue. Megan, what's the big issue?
Hi, guys. Okay, so I mean, it's like an issue that everyone has, but I have the biggest zit on my forehead. I'm going on a date with this guy, and it's the biggest zit I've ever had or ever seen on a human person.
Isn't that the worst? It, like, always happens that way.
Is it because of stress? Maybe you're stressing out before that date. Is that how you get pimples sometimes?
Sometimes.
Yeah, like, work is stressful and, like, stressing out about this date. Like, it's just, oh, God. It's so big. It's like Mount Kilimanjaro. I don't know what to do. I mean, there's no makeup that's going to help me cover this thing before my date.
It's like real 3D action on your forehead.
This is like the ultimate, like, if she shows up, it's like, take me for who I am, like, kind of thing. Like, if he loves you for that, I mean, which I doubt he would, but if he did, you could do no wrong in his eyes.
Like, I wouldn't, if a guy had a zit, I mean, I feel like now at our age, like, I understand zits come and go. They don't normally stay, but I also understand how it would affect my confidence. Like,
totally.
Because I used to get ones, like, on my chin that would come up all the time. Like, I would name them. They were, like, twins. Like, sometimes they both were there. Sometimes it was only one.
And Tweedledee
and
Tweedledum?
Yeah, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and they would just hang out for a couple weeks, and then they'd be gone for like 3 months. I don't know where they went.
Zits are fine on the face until when someone's talking to you, then they start looking at it and talking to your zit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
or whatever like kind of thing like you have going on. If there's something weird on your face and you're like, please don't let them see it, please. And then like all of a sudden you look down and talking to it. It's like, oh my God, they're talking to it. They're talking to it. They see it.
What's the problem?
I'm just afraid that if I'm going out to meet with this guy for the first time, he is going to be looking at my zit the whole time. Mm. I have that same problem.
Right.
A huge zit. The thing is, it like maybe looks unhealthy.
So you're wondering if you should just own it and go, or if you should postpone the date and hit it back up in a couple of weeks.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I could definitely get some food poisoning, if you know what I mean.
Like, you could tell him that she has food poisoning.
Oh, right.
So then he's like, oh, but then he might bring you soup.
No, I don't know. I think you just...
Does she go? Because what I would do is I would go, but then I wouldn't be able to help myself. I always like to self-deprecate, so I would be like, I know, it's huge.
Yes, you need to address it, for sure. It's the elephant in the room.
Funny. Like,
yeah,
so
you
I
sound
think it,
cute.
So I think it'd be better if you just went and you're like, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I would even do? I would even go so far as to say, okay, look, I almost canceled this date because I have this gigantic zit on my head, and I didn't want you to judge me. But I was really excited to go out with you, so I'm sorry. We just have to deal with it together.
I mean,
I love that.
Right? I do.
Because you're owning it. And, yep. And I would, if this happened to me, I would be like, oh my God, that is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. If a guy told me that on a first date, I'd be like, okay, cool.
Okay.
He's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then Sarah goes to the next level, and she's saying, like, halfway through, do you think you give a whack at that and try to pop that for you?
No, I would not ask him to
That's
pop my zit
how Sarah
on a
does
date.
That stuff all the time.
If you postpone the date, you run the risk of him thinking you're not interested or him
true.
Moving on. No, do it, girl. Yep. You just got to go.
Own it.
Own it.
Oh, okay. I'll do it.
Okay?
All right. Thank you guys for the advice.
You're welcome.
Got some good texts at 51993, Sarah.
Yeah, they're saying circumstance is not the boss of me, and I wouldn't let that get in the way of me possibly meeting a great person. I would make that zit my bad word and show up anyway. You can laugh about it later. Another person says, cover up what you can and go. If a zit turns him off, you don't want to be with him anyway. Another person says, pop it and go.
Don't pop it.
No,
no.
Never pop it.
Not before you go, because sometimes like you get a little blood or like, yeah, it's one thing having a zit, it's another thing having blood and pus while you're
exactly.
at your date.
Ugh. Yeah, but you pop it, you get rid of all the pus.
No, you don't.
No.
You clean it up and then you put the makeup on.
No, because it oozes. And then also tell him ahead of time and go get your free food, girl. Hey.
What's wrong with you people?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.